This is program number LW2673. I don't know, maybe you're interested. Do you know where we got our calendar? Hi, this is Larry West. I mean, our calendar we use today. In case you're interested, prior to the system of our present-day calendar, everything was dated from the founding of the city of Rome. But 500 years after Jesus Christ was born, a man by the name of Dionysius made out the calendar we use today. In figuring it all out, Dionysius fixed the date of Jesus' birth, saying that Jesus was born 744 years after Rome was founded. But Dionysius made a mistake. He was actually off 4 years. But the system had already been started, and it would have been a tremendous and costly job to change it all. I mean, you just can't go around changing the date on every legal document by 4 years. So it was decided to leave the calendar just as Dionysius had fixed it, even though he had made a mistake. He had tried to start our calendar at the birth of Jesus Christ. But because of his mistake, according to our calendar today, Jesus was born now in 4 B.C. and died in 30 A.D. It's interesting, though, that the one who was born in Bethlehem almost 2,000 years ago has brought such tremendous changes that the world's calendar of dates is laid out with respect to his life. Here was a man who was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in still another village, where he worked in a carpenter's shop until he was 30 years old. Then for 3 years, he was an itinerant preacher. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never had a big family or owned a house. He didn't go to college. He never visited a big city. He never traveled more than 200 miles from the place he was born. He did none of the things one usually associates with greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33 when the tides of public opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. He was turned over to his enemies, and he went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for his clothes, the only property he had. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. But 19 centuries have now come and gone, and today, well, today, he's the central figure of the human race. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of man on earth as much as that lone figure whose name is Jesus. He's real, all right. Even the calendars we use today are fixed around his life. He's a real man of history. He really lived. But the important thing about this man called Jesus is that he's not just a man. He was alive before the world began. He is God, who became one of us. The clothes he put on came from the womb of a lady named Mary. And as a human being, he came to tell us human beings what the purpose of life is all about. This man, who is really God in the flesh, came to tell us, human beings, that we ought to look up instead of down, that we ought to look outward to someone else instead of always inward in our selfishness, yet that we ought to look inward to see what's really there. He came to tell us that we're in great danger because the God who made us is a just God and that we've all rebelled against him, and because of that, we're in trouble with him. Yet he tells us that because he became a man, he can pay our penalty for us. He loves us, and he tries to let us know. The very fact that he would humble himself so much to become a mere human being is one way he communicates that he loves us. You know, God didn't have to do that. He wanted to. And because he became a human being, you and I can know that God knows what it means for a human being to hurt, to get hungry, to get tired, and to face burdens that come our way. And you know, just knowing that God understands helps us humans. And you talk about hurting. That Jesus died on a Roman cross in order to save us in our being in trouble with God. No wonder Jesus, this man from heaven, altered the history of the world and even changed our calendars. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me in care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.